You are listening to listen.directcolors.net podcast episode 18. I'm Amy Nolan, and today we are talking with Shauna Turner about tips for pouring acid stain ready concrete. More and more people are interested in pouring their new concrete slabs specifically for acid staining. Here with tips and recommendations to make that process easier and more successful is Shauna Turner, General Manager with Direct Colors. Welcome, Shauna.
Thank you.
What's the first thing a customer needs to do to get started?
The first thing to do is have a conversation with your general contractor. Make sure he or she understands your plan to acid stain and what that means for the overall construction process. Preparing to acid stain begins before the concrete is even poured, so it should be discussed with the general contractor in the planning stage.
You mentioned preparing to acid stain before pouring the concrete. What does that mean?
Well, not all concrete is created equal. Depending on where you live, concrete can contain additives and/or fly ash that negatively impact the acid staining process. So it's imperative that you know what's going on with your concrete before it's poured. So how do you do that? Well, either the homeowner or their contractor needs to call the ready mix company pouring the concrete to ask for the mix design details. The concrete should not include retarders, accelerators, or more than 10% fly ash if it is to be successfully acid stained later. None of these additives are essential, but are often used when temperatures are very hot or cold, and to cut costs in the case of fly ash. I'd also avoid using a topical curing compound unless it is self-dissipating and it will evaporate within 2 weeks of application.
That's very helpful information. What about finishing the concrete? I know that's also an important part of the process.
You're right. Finishing the concrete properly will yield better final staining results. The best option for indoor floors or patios is either a hand troweled or light machine troweled finish. Stamping or texturing concrete is fine too if you're working outside. The objective is to avoid making the concrete so smooth that acid stain can't readily absorb into the pores. If the stain can't absorb, the chemical reaction will not occur and the stain will simply be washed off during the cleaning process. And nobody wants that to happen. Overly smooth concrete can be corrected using our hard trowel floor prep product after the fact if needed.
When should a customer plan to acid stain the concrete?
We usually don't recommend acid staining until the concrete is fully cured or achieves a uniform light gray color across the slab. That could occur anytime after 20 to 28 days, depending on weather conditions. The concrete will need to be protected throughout the construction process. I find that overlapping cardboard works best to cushion blows and absorb spills should they occur. Keep in mind that spills and other contaminants on unprotected concrete only make the home or business owner's job that much harder when it's time to stain. Again, remind your general contractor to talk to every contractor about not marking the floor or making a mess. Covering the floor can make a big difference, but nothing is better or more effective than a conscientious contractor.
Great. In the case of interior floors, at what point in the construction process would you use acid stain?
The best time to uncover, clean, acid stain, and seal the floors is after the drywall has been hung, but not yet mudded in. Drywall mud is notoriously difficult to get off of concrete. Staining and sealing before that step is the best option for sure. Once the floors have been stained, neutralized, and cleaned, apply one coat of sealer. I prefer the sprayable satin finish concrete sealer because it's so easy to apply and dries quickly. 6 hours after application, cover again with overlapping cardboard and continue with construction.
At what point should the finish coats of sealer and wax be applied?
Just before the baseboards are installed, remove the cardboard, clean thoroughly, and apply another coat of sealer. The second coat of sealer will repair most minor scratches on the surface and add additional luster. 24 to 48 hours later, apply 3 coats of concrete wax and allow to dry for 24 hours before moving in the furniture. A polyurethane sealer could also be applied after the second coat of sealer if desired. Wax would then not be necessary. I highly recommend our how-to guide on care and maintenance of acid-stained floors. Please give that a read before moving in to avoid any unnecessary damage to the floors.
Thanks for this essential acid staining advice for new construction floors. For more information on acid staining, visit our blog or how-to guides and video page at directcolors.com. If you'd like a free design consultation tailored to your project, send us pictures in a description by email or call us at 877-255-2656. We're ready to help. The listen.directcolors.net podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.net. Come back often, and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.